Allen, but that's stupid. We released our next album, and it was like a flop. It was a tragedy. It went like double plastic.
I had spent most of my money, like all of it. I spent all my money.
And I didn't forget, but I didn't pay the IRS. In my mind, I mean, I wasn't like trying to avoid paying taxes. I was just like, oh damn, they need their money. The IRS took all that stuff. So I was like, broke. Being famous and broke is a shitty combination. Cause you're still famous and people recognize you, but they recognize you while you're sitting next to them on the bus. And the stuff they ask you to sign on a bus, you know, like, ooh, can you sign my baby? That's a sharpie. I probably shouldn't. Somebody on the baby with that. Oh, you too big to sign my baby. Well, no, I mean, you know, so I signed it. So I was like laying around and my girlfriend was like,
dude, we're not doing this. Like, you're not just gonna be laying around this house all day. You're gonna go do something.
I was like, what? What am I supposed to do?
Go where people is doing it.
Where people doing it?
Go to the Arsenio Hall show.
Just go stand around at the Arsenio Hall show.
Yes.
That's stupid.
Wake it up! So I went to the Arsenio Hall show
and I met a dude named Benny Medina. Benny Medina is the real life Fresh Prince of Bel Air, except he actually went from Watts to Beverly Hills. Same basic concept, way shorter distance. I meet Benny and he pitches me the idea for this show and I'm like, you know, I'm not an actor. I'm like, cool. And he said, hey, you know, I want you to meet Quincy Jones. Quincy Jones is producing with me.